I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. When the tech bubble burst a few years ago, it was the end of an era where workers could command six-figure salaries for entry-level positions. Things are very different today, with the unemployment rate hovering at its highest level in 9 years. Many workers in technology and other sectors are still trying to get jobs. Now, there's a prediction of a new labor shortage that's just around the corner. Josh Quitner is the editor of Business 2.0 magazine. He joins me now. Josh, this is your cover story, but it does seem strange. We're hearing a lot about unemployment, and you're saying just the opposite is about to happen.
Well, it's a very simple demographic argument, and it really hinges on the fact that the baby boom, which accounts for something like 60% of the so-called prime workforce, is getting ready to retire. And that's going to happen very dramatically within the next 2 to 3 years.
So it is going to be a 2 to 3 year wait. I'm not sure that's really great news for people, but what is this shortage going to mean? How's it going to affect the economy and the tech sector if indeed it will be a shortage with the baby boomers retiring, a shortage of skilled workers?
Right. There's going to be this huge disparity between the number of high-tech jobs that are available and the workforce that's hanging around to fill them. The prediction is that by 2007, we're going to see something like 5.2 million jobs that we can't fill with the available job pool.
What are employers going to do to cope?
Well, one of the things that they're going to do is outsource a lot of jobs, and that's been some matter of no small dispute, especially now when times are so tough.
This is the idea of sending jobs over to India and other places where there are a lot of skilled workers.
That's right. But that's one thing. The other thing is employers are going to have to start treating people a lot better than they have been. I mean, right now, as far as an employer is concerned, it's been a real buyer's market. I met a man shortly after I moved out here last year who was a highly paid network engineer who for the past year and a half has been unemployed. Finally, he accepted a job in Boston and had to move his whole family there. The problem was that the company in Boston wasn't willing to pay his moving expenses. They said, why should we? We've got tons of qualified applicants here. So he ate crow and moved his whole family back east. I would say that's not going to engender a lot of loyalty for people in his job category. When the economy improves, he's going to be the first one to leave and go seek higher ground.
Say you're still in school. You're hoping to enter the job market in the next few years. What are the best areas people should be thinking about?
Right. That's a great question because, in fact, people aren't going into technical fields like they used to. It used to be that software is very hot, and recent data show that people aren't enrolling in high-tech fields. The big job categories, however, are going to be in software engineers, and applications. That's going to go up 100% by 2007. Likewise, software support specialists will be another job that will be very, very much in demand. In fact, of the top 10 jobs that will show the greatest growth, 7 of them are in high-tech computer-related fields, and the other 3 are in medical fields.
Is a software support specialist the person who answers the phone when I call up desperate for help?
Yep, and just imagine what those waits are going to be like if we don't have good software support people.
Josh Quitner from member station KQED in San Francisco. He's editor of Business 2.0 magazine. Josh, thanks.
My pleasure, Alex.